Oh, I want to tell you a chiddush that it came to me last night in regard to a discussion about if you became bar mitzvah on Sunday, could you make havdalah? So we mentioned the idea that even though you might not be chayiv in Shabbos, but Shabbos is a mitzias. You understand? So I was thinking the following. You know, there's a discussion. The Gemara has. This is the Bezer Hashem Shir that I made last night. I give a yearly Shir on Thanksgiving Day in Kew Garden Hills. Anyone's going to be in Kew Garden Hills on Thanksgiving morning, so that's where I give a Shir for the past, I don't know, 20 some years. In the, it's the Aguda, it's the YCQ building, the Aguda there. So if you want to come, you're welcome to come. Oh, you'll tell me who? What yeshiva? Where is that? Oh, okay, you'll tell me about it. Okay. So the mice, so this is what I want to tell you, that we were discussing yesterday that maybe even though you were cut on Shabbos, you still might have a chiyuv to make havdalah, midoraisa, because even though you weren't chiyuv in Shabbos, but still maybe you have still a chiyuv. The mitzvah of Shabbos was still there. So there's a discussion in the poskim whether if a boy was. If you have a bris that was not on the eighth day, it was already postponed. So the question is whether you're allowed to do the bris on Thursday, Friday, because maybe you see if the eighth day is on Thursday, Friday, of course you can do it. That's when it is. But there's a concept. The Gemara has a discussion of Eima Fligim Besfina, that you're not allowed to go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos because. So one of the reasons the Balamor gives is because it takes a couple of days to acclimate yourself, so you shouldn't be seasick. So we don't want you to be seasick on Shabbos. So therefore, if you go on the boat on Monday, so by the time Shabbos comes, you'll be okay. But if you go on the boat Thursday, Friday, you know, you might be seasick when it comes to Shabbos. So the Tashbait says, so maybe a bris meal also. That if you have a bris mila towards the end of the week, so again, if the eighth day is that's when it falls. Then you have to do it then. But if you're pushing it off anyway, so then maybe it's not right to give the bris mila to the kid then, because you're going to mevatel him what? From Oneg Shabbos. So the question is, so I was thinking, yeah, but he's a katan. So you see that no. That Akadekach, we care about the Onik Shabbos of the cotton. So you see that the Metzias of Shabbos is a reality, even if you're not chayiv in Shabbos. So I thought that could be. So as I was preparing the Shia, I said, "Oh, this could be fit into what we say. So maybe this, that would be approved." Yeah, you do say Havdalah when you become a gadol. If there's a chiv havdalah, you do have a chiv, and maybe you could even be motzei achirim, because the reality of Shabbos is still nogeya to any Jew. So that was what I was thinking last night when I was preparing this shiur. So I put some of the makoros from the havdalah into this packet as well. So that was the chiddush I had from yesterday. Okay, we're up to question 40, page 6. Tein kushiyas atzemach tzedek. Yom kippur shachal yos b'shabbos. Where's packet vav? Have a shorkit. Also a shorkit. So, tzemach tzedek was the third rebbe. The third Lubavitch Rebbe, who was the son of Tzedek, Menachem Mendel. What? Without a yud. And I always point out what in the in poskim there's another there's a tzemach older the Melgen Avraham quotes the tzemach tzedek, but not this one. It was an older tzemach tzedek. It was confusing. Why? Because the other tzemach tzedek's name was what? Also Menachem Mendel. So you would think, you know, Menachem Mendel is Lubavitch one. No, the old one who's not Lubavitch was also Menachem Mendel. He wrote the tzemach tzedek. So what's the idea? Because people who write the Sefer Tzemach Tzedek often have the name Menachem Mendel because it's the gematria of Tzemach Tzedek is Menachem Mendel. So there's an inyan that you to have a remez of your name in the title of your Sefer. So I wrote Sefer, my editor, he decided to name it Imre Baruch. He named it. So I said, okay, good. Yeah, so it has the name. So, but this is more creative, like Tzemach Tzedek, Begmatria, Menachem Mendel. But there's some people, I think it was the Vizhitzer, the name's the Sefer Tzemach Tzadik, because he spelled Menachem Mendel Dalet Yud Lamed. So he put in a Yud in the Menachem Mendel, so then he had to put in a Yud in the Tzemach Tzedek, and he named the Sefer Tzemach Tzadik. So that's the idea. Interesting. So the Tzemach Tzedek of Chabad, has the famous kasha. And we know when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we do not eat on Yom Kippur when it falls out on Shabbos. So the Tzemach Tzedek says like this. Why not? What about Reish Lakish? There's machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the Chatzi Shir is also min HaTorah or not. In other words, you only get malchus if you eat a kezayis. If you eat less than a kezayis, it's chatzis shir. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no malchus, but still also min haTorah. And what? And Rabbi Reish Lakish says, chatzis shir is what? It's mutter min haTorah. It's only a drabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan. So the question is like this: through the Shabbos, you want to eat a kezayis, right? But the fasting on Yom Kippur is what? Is a kosevis. So he says that if you mechuyev to eat on Shabbos, like the Rambam seemed to say that we saw yesterday, based on the Rashba, that if you take a shvur that you're not eating on Shabbos, it's a shvur levatal as a mitzvah. So it's Kiev Daraisa. So on Yom Kippur we're not doing that Kiev Daraisa. But why shouldn't we? According to Reish Lakish, if you hold like this, we don't hold like Reish Lakish. So it's the cash is a little bit Shaloka Hilchasa. But it's hard to believe that in Reish Lakish's home they ate on Yom Kippur when it fell out of chops. I don't believe that. So, but why not? Reish Lakish, you can eat a kezayis. And then you only violated an Issa Drabbanan. But that Issa Drabbanan is pushed away because you have a Chiv Daraisa to eat the Gezayis. So you have a Chiv Daraisa to eat the Gezayis. Maybe there's an Issa Drabbanan not to because of Chatzishir. So therefore, why can't you eat the... So that's the kasha of the Tzemach Tzedek. So what's the answer? So he says, well, maybe, you know, sometimes Hamidu Devrayim. Right? In Kepshitu Devrayim, Hamidu Chacham Devrayim, Vasu Lachal Kati Shia. But sometimes, right, the Gemara says if you have a shofar underneath stones, so it's only the Rabbanim to move away the stones, but still you're not allowed to move the stones to get the shofar. So sometimes Chacham Hamidu Devarim, so therefore Chacham Hamidu Devarim, that Katzi Shir is also in Torah, according to Reish Lakish, and Midra Abadim, so if Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, you shouldn't eat anything. No, Mutter Min HaTorah, but also Midra Abadim. Yeah. Why it's a what? You want the question or the answer? The answer is because maybe sometimes Chachamim Hamidu Devarim, meaning sometimes Chachamim made a din derabanan, and they put teeth into the din derabanan, even at the expense of not doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. Yeah, right. Because they have the Rabbah or other things. But the Rav Yosef Engel, question 41, in the Gilyon HaShas, he asks another question. He asks why in Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos you should mekabel Shabbos early, right? Mekabel Shabbos early and make Kiddush and eat, just like you mekabel Shabbos early and what? During the summer, on the Erev Shabbos, people do that. So on Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, just be mekabel Shabbos early, not mekabel Yom Kippur, and so what's the problem? Mekabel Shabbos early, but not Yom Kippur. Right, it's a question whether you could split the two, but assuming you could, which is a possibility. You can mekabel Shabbos and not mekabel Yom Kippur, and then eat the meal. That's his kasha. So it's a different kasha than the Tzemach Tzedek's kasha. So he says the answer, which is similar to what we talked about before, that there's no such thing as Tosefa Shabbos if there's no Shabbos. In other words, there's no Suda on Shabbos this Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. So there's no Suda on Shabbos, you can't have a Suda on Tosefa Shabbos. Because you can't. In other words, if there's no Chiyuv Achil on Shabbos itself, then it's not Shabbos. Tosefa is a Hepshech of Shabbos. Just like we said before, that maybe if there's no, if the cotton wasn't Chayiv on Shabbos, then maybe he has no din of Tosefa Shabbos. Lacharel. You're Yeah, that's a question, whether he makes Kiddush or not. Right, so that's what... But then he says that he doesn't think it's right. He thinks that no, because the yom, you still have a chiyuv, but you can't do the chiyuv. But in Tosefes you should. So, but the Sifsei Tzaddik, he says that he likes this svara. That when you do the Suda during Tosefes, it's ke'inyan, it's like a ke'ein of a tashlumim. It was really supposed to eat the Suda during the Zman. There's some poskim that hold that Dafka, you can't mekabel Shabbos early and eat the meal early. Right, the post can come up with the Hayom, Echlu Hayom, the Etzem Hayom. The Sheen King Sheen, Beguf HaShabbos Shum Suda, אז היה גם את תוספת אין שייך סודה. So that's the... So, I mean, the only other Shas also referred to this Teretz, but I don't know if you liked it, but... Yeah. Hara Max, Shlita. The issue of eating, being Mekabel Shabbos early and eating the meal before Shkia. He's asking, how come we don't do that? Well, that's what he does, and then he questions that. But the Sif Sei Tzadik likes that answer. Then, 43, right, the Rambam says, even though he doesn't hold from Tosefis, but he says you can be Mekadish Mibodyom. So then we had the discussion whether I think I put it in a future packet. In other words, if you have to go, say, to a nursing home, you're the chaplain in the nursing home, and you're going to go on Friday afternoon to the nursing home, you make Kiddush for the people, and then you'll drive home. So could you do that? Can you make Kiddush and then drive home? Or do we say, no, once you make Kiddush, that's automatic Kabbalah Shabbos? Or do we say for the Rambam, maybe not. Maybe Kiddush has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos. Kiddush is just... You're supposed to greet the Shabbos because he's also horrible. Heralding. Or not. So that's the question. So there's a discussion. Usually, Rabbi Bari thought, no way. I think he said no. Sometimes when a rabbi wants to really say, he'll use the phrase, no way. So I think he might have used no way to this as one of the places where he said no way. But we'll see. I don't know. Is it so pushy that it's no way? I don't know. We have to think about it. I mean, Lamaisa, we're not going to do it anyway because Lamaisa, we hold that there is Tosefah Shabbos. So then Pashas is you are Mekabel Shabbos when you say Kiddush. But if you hold like the Rambam that there's no Tosefah Shabbos, so then what's the idea of making Kiddush early on Friday before Shkia? So Pashas is like Rav has. It's not a din the Tosefis. It's a din you're greeting Shabbos. Just like when you make Havdalah, you can make Havdalah before Shabbos ends from Plag Mincham. But no one's going to say that now you can do Malacha, because as long as it's towards the end of Shabbos or towards the beginning of Shabbos, that's when you have to do Kiddush and Havdalah. So just like by Havdalah, you can do Havdalah even when it's still Shabbos. So too you can do Kiddush even when it's Mibodyom, because it's not part of the essence of accepting or not accepting Shabbos. It's just that while these things are coming and going, you should make a declaration of sorts. So the question really is within the Shitas HaRambam. Also, I think I put in another pack because I recently saw that I think maybe the Betzel HaChokhma has a tshuva on this.
Why can't it be that you see from the Rambam that's the way the Rambam held Kiddush.
Right. So you see.
So Kiddush by definition is not by definition a Kabbalah Shabbos.
Yeah, or you can say better. You can make it tonight that you're not.
Make it tonight with Kiddush.
That you're not being a Kabbalah Shabbos with this Kiddush.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No way. I think there's a possibility that it should run.
And the question is, by marriage, you can't do that.
Do what?
You can't, even if you have the parish dad who's not in the Kabbalah Shabbos, it's marriage.
Right.
Marriage makes it the Kabbalah Shabbos.
Right.
So somehow, even though it doesn't take anywhere now, it's Shabbos,
you just said Mekadesh HaShabbos.
Right.
So you say Mekadesh HaShabbos in Kiddush also.
Right.
Yeah. You see, by Hadlokas Neiros, you say L'Hadlik Neir Shal Shabbos. So maybe it's a different Lashon. So that's Befeirish that you can make it tonight. And that was only till the Bahag. Before the Bahag, the other sheet is held that it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos at all. That's why the Ramban held that on Shabbos Chanukah, Friday, of Erev Shabbos Chanukah, you light Shabbos candles first and then the Chanukah candles. That's Tadim Sheinah Tadim. In other words, you're greeting the Shabbos doesn't mean that you're accepting the Shabbos. Just like when you say Havdalah, you're not sending away the Shabbos necessarily. It's still Shabbos if you make Havdalah Mibod Yom after Plag Mincha on Shabbos. So the end of Shabbos is not totally. Havdalah could be said even though you'll still be Chayv Skila if you'll do a Malacha after Plag Mincha before Shkia.
People do not encourage to say that.
Well, I don't follow what you're saying. Well, that's what the Rambam says. Even though he doesn't open to Sefer Shabbos, he still says you can make Shabbos a Kiddush early. As what else do you want to say?
At some point, you're going to be Hayat.
But not now.
I thought
at
the rain time,
but you don't think it's high at night, even though the
Rambam
is coming in the day. You're coming with Dei Chiyuva in the day.
Right.
So
what do you
mean?
You're talking
about
now.
Yeah, but therefore, can you do Malacha after Kiddush? But there's no Tosef Shabbos. So what's stopping you from doing Malacha? If there's no Tosef Shabbos and it's not Shkia yet, why can't you do Malacha? Okay, this is Pakas Lav. Okay, now we start Pakas Lav. Also Shoichet. No, not during Tosefes. If you made Havdalah, Mibod Yom. After Havdalah, Mibod Yom, before Shkia, you do Malacha. Okay, then we talked about the Shitas HaRav Yoh. We didn't say Seis HaKachom. So Rav Yoh says that Seis HaKachovim means Gimel Kachovim, the Myrif. Not just Tom Gimel Kachovim. And that he says from Yehuda Chassid. That he says from the Yehuda Chassid. And Rav Chaim Druk in the Sefer Wat Oros Chaim, what does he say? He says not only b'mayrav, it has to be b'oifak ha'mayrav. It has to be not anywhere in the Maariv, but by the horizon of the Maariv, which is very late. That says what? It's almost, and that's what Tzeis HaKavim is. So then it comes out that you know, Tzeis HaKavim and absolute darkness would almost be like 10 minutes apart or something like that. So that would be a sheet that come out weird. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid made popular this Rav Yah, the Gula Chassid, the Maariv, now people will take Rabbi Yehuda Chassid more seriously. And then Rav Chaim Druk added an extra thing, but he says not only will you take it more seriously, but you also you can't be found anywhere in the Maariv, it has to be Oifa Kamar. And the Ale Yona, so it's for Ale Yona. So, in the packet. Right? One of the packets. Maybe it's in the next packet. But Yona Markabar, who was around where? Kol Torah in Bayit Magan. Kol Torah is a Shlomo Zalman Yeshiva. The Yekisha place. So he was around there. So he says that Rav Chaim Druk will make 99% of the Jewish people into Mechalei Shabbos. Because then basically anyone who doesn't keep came out of absolute darkness. In other words, basically only, it will be only Rav Harari and Rav Leif, okay? Who are the keeping Shabbos. So it makes things a little problematic for the rest of the Jewish people. Well, I guess 96, if you do 16.1, you're also okay. Yeah, if you do 16.1, you're also okay. But most people aren't even doing 16.1. Maybe we should encourage people. Someone wrote a kuntras about encouraging people to do 16.1. 16.1 is just about that time. And so now it's even more than absolute. In other words, if you keep 96, then you're doing more than absolute. Although 16.1 is not. I don't think 16.1 is going to be more than absolute. But 96 will.
Now.
So the Ale Yona, he didn't like it. He thinks it's too machmir. He's probably right. I mean,
so what does he say? Does he give any credence to what?
Well, what does he say? He might give credence to the West, but he doesn't like
the horizon
of the West. You have it in front of me?
The one piece.
Well?
Oh, yeah, it's too big.
Yeah. And what about the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish also Yeah, the Ale Yona on page 12. But the Chazon Ish, would tell people to look for the stars in the west. So he was into the Rav Yah. But he wasn't necessarily, that's what the Sefer HaZmanim Avana says, but he wasn't necessarily telling people to look in the Shipulei Hamarav, into the Ofak Hamarav. So he quotes here the Sefer Hazman Ma'avon of Rav Yonah Marzibach, says any place in the Marv is good. He was good. He was a. He had a sheet on the international dateline of Yonah Marzibach. I'm into Rav Yonah Marzibach. He holds not like the Rav Tuchinsky and not like the Chazanish. He holds somewhere near the Barren Strait. I like that sheet. That's the sheet I like. And you go to the whole Asian continent, and then somewhere there you draw the line. This way you don't draw the line in the middle of the... That was the big question that the Yesod Halacha had on the Balamor. Is 90 degrees, then it comes out that, you know, you draw the international dateline in the middle of the land. Then it'll come out that you could basically cross the street and you can walk out of Shabbos. And then you cross back, you walk into Shabbos. It's a little schwer. Pasha says you shouldn't be able to dance in, you know, you can make a dance here. It was, what? Straight.
Yeah.
Rechaim Zimmerman held. He just cut through the land. Yeah, I don't know. You have to check the risk around. But Rechaim Zimmerman said, so what? If that's where it is, that's where it is. That's what he held. But it's a little schwer. So Rav Yonah Marzibach, I like his shita. Him and the Adaris hold it, you know, somewhere after the continent is over. And it'll come out, it'll be come out the same as the secular then. But the Chazanish is very mechudosh. That he holds 90, but then you just cross it out. Also, that's a big chiddush, no? You know, he'll hold from 90, but he'll just say you have to go around. It's also a tremendous chiddush.
Yeah, and then you'll have parts of Russia
which are further that way.
Japan will be
Right, it's a tremendous chiddush, the Chazanish. Yeah. Rabbi Bani's into the Chazanish, this Chazanish, with the dateline. Rav Shecht also, but if somebody's going to Japan, I wouldn't tell them to keep Shabbos on Sunday. If they want to keep 2 days, okay, keep 2 days, but only on Sunday and not on, you know, that was the Chazanish. Chazanish told the Mir Yeshiva that when everyone else was keeping Yom Kippur on Wednesday, he says, Ichlu Bervi Tzumu Bechamishi. Everyone else was keeping Yom Kippur on Wednesday. He said, so they asked the Chazanish, so what about the other Shita? Maybe we should be at least Pachas Mikashir or something. No, he says, Revi? Echlub Revi, it's Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah sachila. Echlub Revi, fast Thursday. Even though the rest of the world, Yom Kippur was on, you know, Wednesday.
What do you say on Friday?
He had a lot of places. No, so he said for Japan he hold that Sunday is the day.
Rabbi Yeldi, he would say not to do anything like Shabbat.
I don't know. Did he tell anyone that they should be machmir in other words, he held Saturday was a weekday in Japan. So would he tell anyone to be machmir? I don't know. But so the Mir Yeshiva originally they kept Shabbos on Saturday, and then once they got the telegram from the Chazanish, so then they started doing 2 days. But the Iker day they wanted was like the Chazanish, so that's why. Like Yecheskel Levenstein, Shabbos morning, he would walk into the Beis Medrash Shabbos morning with talis and tefillin on. So even though he wouldn't do malacha, but no, the Iker Din is Sunday. And then Friday night at the Bima, he would give a clap for Hurachim. But not everyone, even though the Mir Yeshiva did it, but not everyone followed the Chazon Ish in, you know. There were some of the mirrors that went to the Hasidic Minyan because they wouldn't recreate Satorah on Saturday because they were following Chazon Ish. You recreate Satorah on Sunday. So some of them snuck away to hear Kriya Satorah on Saturday. Chazon Ish was very independent. Very independent. That was the first time. Chazon Ish was a nister. No one knew about him. The first time he did a public thing was this thing about the Dateline. Professor Brown. Right? First time he did a public... I don't know. The thing I say is, I would only follow the Chazon Ish if the Chazon Ish told me face to face that, you know, this is what you should do. Anything short of that, I don't know if I could... Even that, I'm not even sure at this point.
My question is, why are you asking me?
Yeah. About the Dateline or about
the
stuff?
The stuff.
Yeah.
The question is, there's somebody in your midst that...
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we're up to question 46 we did. So we start the question Bezer Hashem tomorrow, 447. And then we're getting our way. We have to decide. We still have to do the other shiur alone, but maybe right before Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, we'll have the machina, and then we'll start fresh. Okay, we'll daven mincha now. Is man mincha?